Welcome to olatalks.com, marketing edition here. This is Ola. Today's topic is how to effectively sponsor a person in network marketing in three steps. I have an email question here, so let's dive into it, shall we? Hey Ola, so the other day I was so frustrated, I had to send my upline an email. I sponsored three people who all quit within 5 days. That's very, very common. Most people quit within 2 weeks. And most people quit without actually knowing that they already quit. In other words, they just kind of fade away. You know, they pay that money, they get started, but life just keep happening and they never do anything with the business, right? It was like filling a basket with water, you can imagine. Well, I've been through that, you know, the first two people I sponsored all quit within a few days too. Here's the reply that I got from my upline. All right, so I'm going to quote, this person has sent an email to the upline, you know, and that's one of the mistakes that people make, you know. Sometimes an upline will get started a few days before you, so they don't even know anything about the business themselves, you know. The network marketing companies deploy people out into the world to just go bring people and bring people and bring people, recruit and recruit and recruit, you know. And sadly, this very small percentage of those people that will ever make money. 98% of network marketing are making less than $10 a month. Now, that's not just network marketing. An average realtor in the real estate world also make less than $8,000 a year. So it's just anywhere where people are required to kind of step up and be the leader. That's one of the most scarce commodity in the world, leadership, right? Taking the initiative and getting things done. Most people would just rather go to a job. So it's nothing special about network marketing. It's just the nature of the beast. It is sales. It is being your own boss. And it requires a little bit more than just going to work and showing up and getting something done and then going home at 5 o'clock. That's why if you get this right, it's very rewarding. You can make a whole lot of money if you get this the right way. All right. So let me continue the email. So this is the email that this person got back from the upline. So the upline says, talk to anyone at shows, network events, in the shopping queue. I shop right in the queue, right? By overhearing the conversation and butting in. Like, really? Jesus, it's aggressive. It's hard work and a lot of effort, and they reckon it can take a good year to start to make money. Well, first of all, let me just dissect or address what this upline is sending back to this person. It's hard work. Everything in life is hard work. So there's nothing special about that. Like I said, everything in life is hard work, especially anything that's worthwhile is hard work. Your job is hard work. Everybody I know in my life, they're hard workers. So that's irrelevant. It's a lot of effort. Same thing, okay? But they say it can take a good year, not necessarily, okay? How long is it going to take for you to make money depends on who you are, where you're coming from, how coachable you are, and there's so many factors involved in that. How distracted you are, I can give you the tips, I can give you, like, right now I'm going to give you some step-by-step secret to sponsoring effectively, right? But if you're distracted by other things, you know, I can't guarantee you're going to use it or stay focused on using it until you get results. But the idea is going to take a year? No, that's because a lot of people get distracted. A lot of people can't focus on one thing before they get it done, right? So now, going to shows, networking events, and shopping queues, don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Because if you do that, that's like throwing mud at the wall and hoping something will stick. You will fail doing that. Not only will you fail doing that, you're going to get tired of doing that. If you approach anything in life with no strategy, okay, essentially you're just throwing muds and hoping something will stick, you're gonna fail. You need strategy. If you hustle like Gary Vee says, with no strategy, you're gonna fail. Hustling, like hard work, is not enough. You need strategy. You need to be learning as you go. You need to eliminate what's not working. You need to keep what's working. You need to treat this like a professional. This is where I set the difference for people. I said entrepreneurship versus a rep. See, most network marketing rep are just going to float around the whole thing and just hope something will stick. entrepreneurs will say, there's got to be a strategy to make this work. I need to learn the strategy. I need to practice, because practice makes perfect, right? I need to do it over and over until it becomes a part of me. Okay, so that's the difference between the reps and the entrepreneurs of this game, who are the real professionals, okay? So going to network events, if I go to network events, the only thing I'm doing there is collecting business cards, okay? I'm collecting business cards because I'm going to add them to my list, and then they're going to start receiving my newsletter. I'm not going there because I'm going to assume that anybody I sponsor. I'm actually going to assume that most people I meet at the networking event are not going to do anything. They're not going to be interested in what I have to offer. So with that being said, I'm not going to invest too much energy into that. Does that make sense? Shopping queue, definitely not. Unless something else happened, like just fate, universe, and we sparked off a conversation and it looked like we could do something together. I'm not initiating conversations. I'm not going to the mall to initiate conversation. No, you shouldn't do that either. That's for the unprofessionals. That's for the people who doesn't have the strategy. I'm going to give you the strategy here today, okay? That's for people who do not have the strategy. You are a professional. You can do this a little bit differently. You can do this with some strategy behind what you're doing. If you just go to shopping queue and you know, you're making money, are you open to making money outside of what you do? You can do that. Maybe if you do that for 500 people, you will find two people that will join your business. But is that really effective? You know, effectiveness and efficiency is in question there, right? And time is a factor in all of this. Time. That's why the idea that you have to wait a whole year to make money, it's bogus. It's not real. Is it possible to wait a whole year? Yeah, that's because of your learning curve, though. Not because there are no strategies that you can put to place and you can start making money today. Your learning curve can make you wait for 1 year, but that will be the fault of the learning curve, not because there are no strategies. How long does it take to make money? It takes today. If you have the right resources, if you have the right knowledge, it takes today. It takes your desire. That's all it takes, okay? So let me continue the email again here. Believe in the product. Yeah, I do agree that you need to believe in the product you're selling. Then just talk to anyone and everyone. No, don't do that. You don't need everyone in your business. There are 7.5 billion people in the world. There are 3 billion people on the internet. You don't need all of them. All you need is the three right people. Now, to find the right three quality people, yes, you need quantity to get to the quality. And the quantity, still, you still want to narrow down to close to the right people, okay? You can't just go out there and just talking to anybody. You need people that are close enough to the interest. And what I teach in that is called the searching and the struggling. I teach searching and struggling. You're looking for people that are already searching to come into what you do. And you're also looking for people that may be already in what you do, but they're struggling, okay? You can help either of those two people. Everybody else, don't worry about them. Especially if you're going to be spending money and time. Don't spend time, don't waste energy on people that are not either searching or already in the game and struggling. If you master the game, someone that's searching, you can serve them. Someone that's struggling, you can serve them. And when you serve them in exchange for profit, then you are an entrepreneur, you are a professional in the game. If you focus your energy on people that are not searching and people that are not struggling, it should be people that you find, that you somehow you pick their interest. Okay, network marketing is an idea called picking interest. Maybe as you go about your daily life, somebody, maybe your car, your lifestyle, picks somebody's interest. Even at that, I will send them information. I will not invest my energy into trying to convince them that we're doing the right thing. It's just a waste of energy, okay? So searching, struggling, and a picked interest. Anything outside of that, like family, friends, people that are not interested, people that are going to be naysayers anyway, people that are not going to be interested in rooting for you anyway, I will stay out of it, because there are more than enough people that are searching on the internet right now, that are struggling in the game already, that you can master the skill set of fishing and not hunting, and you can bring them and you can bring them up, and then you get served as well. You know, you help more people get what they want, you get what you want, right? Zig Ziglar, right? So there's also the idea of fishing versus hunting. All of this you can find in my Network Marketing 2.0 book. If you want my Network Marketing 2.0 book, just go all the way through the link, olatalks.com/mastermind, okay? In the book, I talk about fishing versus hunting. When you're hunting, you're using a gun, and you just want to shoot the thing dead. With fishing, you want to catch them alive just so you know that, you know, so you can pick the one that's quality, and then you don't have to waste the lives of the fish that you're not going to use, you throw them back in the water, right? With fishing, fishes of men, you're not trying to kill, okay? You're not necessarily trying to kill. You may be trying to just fish for your aquarium at home, right? But with hunting, you're trying to kill. What most people do when prospecting is that they kill their prospects before they actually get to them. You overwhelm them. You throw up all over them. You tell them everything. Like I said, there's a strategy. There's a method to this madness, and you need to learn the strategy. So with the strategy, there are three things I want to share with you right now. Step one, you want to create value, okay? Like I said, you're looking for people that are searching and struggling. You offer those people value. That's creating value, okay? Yeah, you may learn the value from somewhere else. Maybe you're using ILDT, invest, learn, do, and teach. But you're creating it for them, okay? So create value. You capture attention by doing that, okay? When you create value, you capture attention, but you don't necessarily retain it. You want to retain attention. You want to capture their contact information as well. So that's create, capture. Step two is capture. Capture attention by capturing their contact information. Step three is you want to convert those people to customers, clients, and partners, okay? How do you do that? You don't have to hard close those people. They convince themselves that they want to work with you because you already shown yourself to be a leader. You actually help them by actually helping them. Does that make sense? How do we do that? We do that using videos like this. We do that using articles. We put content out. Another C, we put content out. So create, capture, and convert. Three C's, and then we put content out. Another C, right? So the fourth thing about that process is that I like to use something I call the funded proposal. How would you like to make money even if someone doesn't join your business? You make money from them even if they don't join your business. And it's all automated. That's something we call funded proposal, and it's part of what we teach. So if you want me to help you personally, you want to send me your question, please feel free to email me at ask@olatalks.com. It will take me up to 5 weeks to answer you because I get over 200 emails per day that I need to attend to. But if you want my immediate attention, you want to go through olatalks.com/mastermind, as you see on the screen, and you want to go all the way through that. You want to sign up for the free webinar, sign up for the free PDF, and you want to sign up for my mastermind coaching club as well. And you will have access to my book. That book you need to read over and over. You need to read 10 to 15 times, okay? That's going to help you put this practice to work and stop approaching the business with no strategies, right? So you want to get your hands on Network Marketing 2.0 as well too. So that's what I have for you on this particular episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. And peace.